good priest. It's going to be the greatest thing ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich foods and pure, choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all people, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day, it will be said, "Behold our God, to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us, for the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." The word of the Lord. A reading of the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I know how to live in humble circumstances. I know how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress. My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with the glorious riches of Christ Jesus. To our God and Father, glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed. Everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you have come in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth.' Many are invited, but few were chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Today, the Gospel reminds me, years ago, before I entered seminary, I applied to seminary when I was 17, and I'm driving with my grandmother because my grandmother was always the lady of my life, and I lived with her before I entered seminary. And so I was talking to her about seminary, and she uses this line from the last line of the gospel today. "Larry, don't forget, many are invited, but few are chosen." She didn't have much hopes for me getting in seminary, which was the reality, because we never went to church. My family was a pagan family. Except for my grandmother. My grandmother used to pick us up and take us to church on Sunday because my mother or father never went to Mass. My mother thought the Catholic Church kept people away from God when she was younger. And then my father was a non-practicing Presbyterian. So from this group, again, the best way to explain my family is Roseanne on TV, right? Again, my family was much worse than Roseanne. And so, but here I am, I'm going, and she says, "Don't get too excited if you're not accepted, Larry." But again, I did get accepted. Later, I was thrown out, but that's all beside the point. God still persevered with me, and I persevered with God. And again, we need to be people who keep persevering no matter what. And that takes us to the second reading. Again, years ago, before we were a St. Joseph Church Bread of Life community, when I was just the administrator of the Bread of Life community, we had a fantastic secretary, and her name was Carol Mando. Some of you remember Carol Mando. And here I am. She was a good lady. And here I am. And one day I'm complaining because I was at St. Luke's doing stuff at St. Luke's. I was at Barron, and I was at I was down at Prep, and here I am at the Bread of Life community. And I was complaining about it. You ever complain about things you got to do? Yeah, well, I was doing it. And Carol came up to me, and she says, "We can do all things in Christ who gives us strength." I needed to hear it. I needed to be reminded of it, that when I try to do it myself, I get miserable. It's just, you know, this past week has been crazy. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we all worked Oktoberfest. I worked Oktoberfest too. Got in the car Monday morning, drove and did a parish mission in Doylestown. Fantastic. Crowded every night. Great, great, great people. Great, great, great priests. Came back Friday, went to a dinner, and then we did the confirmation class. Some of you, the confirmation retreat yesterday. And so when I got back last night at 7 o'clock, I fell asleep on the chair. And the reality was I was just so exhausted. But no matter what, if I focus on myself, there's no way I could have done it. But this whole week, as I was driving back and forth the 6.5 hours and doing all the stuff and getting ready for the kids, and I just pray to the Holy Spirit and say, I don't have the energy, God, but you do. And so I just ask you to take over, and then I can do anything in Christ who gives me strength. And again, I think that this is what we got to do. If we get caught up into all the things we're all doing, all of us are very busy, except the few of you who are retired. You just get to wake up whenever I want, and I'll go to bed whenever I want. But the rest of us are very busy. Now, not all of you are that way who are retired. But anyway, but you can sit there and say and complain about all the things you're doing, or you can look at Jesus and ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Again, people, when they ask, you know, even the pastor at the end, he looked at me, and he's my age, and he says, Larry, where do you get your energy? And I sat there and says, as I've said to you many times, the Holy Spirit sets me on fire, and people come to watch me burn. You gotta let the Holy Spirit set you on fire. The problem is we keep trying to do it alone, do it alone, do it alone, do it alone, do it under your strength, do it under your power, make your own decisions. It doesn't work. You will be overwhelmed. You will be defeated. But if you go to the Spirit of the living God in Christ Jesus, who lives within you and me by the power of baptism and through the sacrament of confirmation, you and I got to surrender to him and remember what Jesus promises in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, 9, 1 of the two. Come on, we have charismatics here. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. 8 or 9? What is it, T.A.? It's 8. There you go. That's what I'm figuring. I thought it was 8, but sometimes. Anyway, so the reality is that when you and I are living by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are getting God's strength, God's power instead of ours. So what is it that you're dealing with today? What is it that you feel overwhelmed by? Well, stop doing it yourself. God has given you his power. God has given you his strength. Surrender to that. And you have to do it explicitly. God, I surrender to your power. I surrender to your strength. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and give me the grace to get out of the way. And then you'll be able to say, I can do all things in Christ who gives me strength. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe.